the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, this is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. Did you know that Caldwell's mayor makes $40 an hour? Or that a part-time pool lifeguard in Twin Falls makes $10.50 an hour? Or that the city of Boise spent more last year on sewer and wastewater costs than it did for its police department? Well, now you can know all that and more thanks to a new addition to the Transparent Idaho website, your one-stop shop for how your state and local tax dollars are spent. This now includes financial data from Idaho's 198 cities. Now, the website is the brainchild of Brandon Wolf. He's Idaho's state controller, who's been making transparency in government a central theme of his administration, and he's here to tell us more. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
So, Brandon, for folks who haven't run across this before, tell us what Transparent Idaho is.
Yeah, Transparent Idaho was something that we put together when I first became controller, and I really pushed our team and said, hey, the very first day I said, I really would love to build a transparency website. And that was the impetus clear back in January of 2013. We built the first version 1.0, and we had Transparent Idaho, and it was a bunch of PDFs of state employee salaries and vendor expenditures. And through the years, it's grown and grown with all, adding more and more state data. And that was really the main point there. And, you know, part of it was there's a lot of information there. And kind of leading into the why was, you know, there's so much data that exists. Mm-hmm. And I think the trust in government is at an all-time low. And those were two big areas of how can we help increase citizen engagement. And so those were kind of the impetus of why I pushed for and created Transparent Idaho.
Mm-hmm. What's been the feedback from folks around the website?
Well, that's a great question. Great point is, as I go around the state, regardless of the party, regardless of whatever someone's ideology is, I think the receive so many compliments on being able to put this out there so that the citizens can go ahead and look at it. And I think the data has always been available. It's just making it easier for the citizens to be able to get to and to understand that and then be part of the process. So the comments and the feedback we received for the majority of it has been overwhelmingly supportive. And most of it saying, hey, you know, a lot of the funny part, I'll get someone like, hey, I need you to do this, or can you get the other states to do it? And can you get the federal government to do more like that? And so I'm like, well, it's out of my jurisdiction, but we can always put in a good plug.
Yeah, you're like, your power only goes so far, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So you, as I mentioned in the intro, you added a city section to the website. And this has salaries, it has budget data for all Idaho cities, which we have 198 of them. So why did you want to add cities to the state information that's already there?
Yeah, that's I guess part of my vision or part that I've had, Jim, is to always, you know, we had the state data because we have that here in our office. But one was like, there's 44 counties, 198 cities, 193 school districts and charters. There's 800 plus local taxing districts. And if you were to go and try to compare or look or understand, and that was the vision was, and these cities and counties and schools, they do have, and they've done a great job of putting it on their own website, but it's, you have to now go to over 1200 different websites to try to look up the information, and is it in a standard and uniform manner. And so that was kind of the idea and vision that I had. And I was sharing this at I think it was either a Rotary or a Chamber up in Coeur d'Alene. And I had an individual come up to me. He was a legislator, actually, and said, hey, I'd really like to push this forward and move forward with this. And so that was the beginning of creating that and being able to have a legislative bill that went through the process to require the counties, the cities, school districts, and local taxing districts to supply the information to our office so that we could put it onto one website, Transparent Idaho, to help out. And that was
Well, I was going to say, I want to take a look at the website. So you can, you start off basically by seeing the tabs up top. You can pick a, you hit the cities, scroll down, you can pick a city you want. So why don't we just for the sake of what we're doing right now, let's take a look at the city of CUNA, because as soon as I click on CUNA, I can see the city's budget. It pops right up. So it shows how much money it collects, how much it spends. For example, when I'm looking at this right now, it says the city spent $3.4 million last year on law enforcement. So what else can someone see if they want to dig into this?
Well, what they can dive into, and the key part here is we wanted to make it consistent and standard so that if you're looking at CUNA here and looking at the 3.4 million spent on law enforcement or how much they spent on wastewater and sewer, how is that to say Star or Middleton, some other like size cities, or maybe you want to compare it to a Boise, that then you could do a percentage and change to understand how is that being spent. And then that allows, as from a citizen engagement standpoint, is that now I can be part of the process. I can ask my city council members, the mayor, and say, hey, not from a gotcha standpoint, but more of to have a good policy discussion and saying, hey, we're spending this much in our local entity. How is that compared to another one? And what are they having to deal with that maybe theirs is 10% higher than what ours is? Are they dealing with other situations that are, and it's to understand the full context. Mm-hmm. You know, we always had our moms and dads telling us about tools like water and electricity and fire. They're powerful, they're great tools, but if they're used incorrectly, they can cause a lot of damage. And I would say the same thing here. This is a lot of data and information. Understand the context behind it. And that's why we wanted to put this data out there to at least start the conversation, get the discussion going. And if I'm a city council member, this is great to have as well, that I can compare and look, how are we doing? If I'm a county official or whatever it may, or a legislator pulling this up, to be able to look and compare and say, maybe they're a county or a city that borders another state that has different laws and different things that are allowed in that state. And why is that such a big impact?
Mm-hmm. You can also see salaries. Now, this has been the case even before you put cities on there. You can look up state employee salaries. So now we've got these city salaries. So, for example, I can look up any mayor's salary on any of those 198 cities. I can get on there. As long as I know their name, I can pop it in there. It'll tell me what they're making. You can also see any, I'm assuming, any other individual person's salary in a city, correct? Just like you can with the state.
Correct. Yeah, you could pull open, you could do by job title and put in mayor, and I'm looking up Mayor Stern's salary information for the city of CUNA. Mm-hmm. So that information, you know, kind of the key part there was, it's interesting, as we look at the analytics from our state employee side, 98% of everyone that does a search on our Transparent Idaho website is they're looking up information on employee salaries. So
I'm not surprised.
Not surprised, right? It's interesting. There's a lot looking at the universities, the Department of Corrections, so on and so forth. So we're excited to see, look at the analytics now of, now that we've posted the city's information, what type of analytics is it viewed? Is it something that is of interest or not? So we'll be curious to see how that goes.
So I believe you mentioned that you the cities have to give you this information, correct?
Correct.
So what happens if a city doesn't comply?
Well, one of the things, it's in state statute now that the counties, cities, school districts, the local districts are to submit their budget, their revenue expenditures, their salary information to us on an annual basis through our office. And the salary information, that's what we're working on, is the cadence and the frequency of what that is. And that differs from each entity. But our key part there is, if they don't, a part of that is then through the statute is we are to report to the Idaho State Tax Commission if that entity was compliant in providing the information or not. And if they don't provide it, then the state tax commission can withhold tax revenue to that location. Oh. So there is some teeth behind it. But I, you know, the key part there is, I think most people want to participate. They want to be involved. They, you know, it's part of that cultural change. And so if someone's obscuring something, then you're going to question, well, what are you hiding or what's behind the door? And so by just being open about it, sharing it, I think that goes a long way in building that trust, because that trust in government right now is at an all-time low. And if this is just one small piece that we can help out and try to build that up, then I hope that we can make that a better day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you make such a good point, right? It's this mistrust of government, and I think that doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on right now, right? We're seeing that. So since you've started this website and people can look this information up, I would think that, you know, is there this idea that, okay, this is accurate information, or do you still have people, you know, questioning it?
There's been a little bit, but I think that's just because of the world we live in, and they may question that. But that's the part where we spent so much time and effort to try to standardize and make it uniform so that it can be something that can be trusted and respected. And that's a key part going forward, being able to have that. And I think that will help the citizens feel that. And it's interesting. You ask, you know, I've spoken with so many mayors and city council and county commissioners and said, how many people showed up when you guys were setting the budget for your location? And usually they'll say, well, maybe one, if any, or zero, no one showed up.
Right.
And myself included, I haven't been to, you know, Meridian or Boise City as they're setting the budgets to be part of the process as a local citizen. And I think that's one where we can drive that, but it's the world we live in. And where do we get our news? I mean, I'm talking to you, and how much it's changed from when you and I grew up, how many TV stations or radio stations existed, and where do people get their news now? And being able to help, I think, as we look at the future, is how do we help someone find that? And so we're doing actually some testing with AI examples and testing to make it easier for a user to find the information. We have over 100 million rows of data on from Transparent Idaho. And to make it easier for, to say, my grandpa or grandma to look up and say, hey, compare Preston, Idaho to Pocatello and Twin Falls, that someone could type that and it would go and pull that information and make it easier. And I think that's the future, is being able to help policymakers make better decisions based on that data and trusting that, and helping the citizens be able to. I've had someone come up and like, hey, this is so helpful. I went to a county commission meeting and I took this information and asked them about it. And they're like, oh, I guess that is the fact. So it's been interesting that way.
Yeah. And I know that you have all the counties on there. So all 44 counties, you even have local districts, right?
Yes. So, yes.
Okay. Like, for example, you have Canyon County's mosquito abatement district on there.
Yep. So part of that is these local taxing districts are set up as public entities in Idaho code. And so they're receiving some type of form or fashion of receiving public funds to exist or to pay for expenditures or receive from revenue to pay for their expenditures. And so mosquito districts, water districts, cemetery districts, highway districts, on and on, we have their information and they're requested to put theirs on there as well. And so there's, you know, obviously some of them are going to be super small and maybe theirs could be done on the back of a napkin. But again, being able to have and say that it's easy for someone to pull open, say, Canyon County and look up all the cemetery districts and you know what. And the other part, too, is I think evaluating and working on what's the right financial review and also what's the financial health of a location. What type of debt are they carrying? Do they have a good cash fund? Do they have a rainy day fund? And a lot of people will say, is that, and I think that's open for a good policy discussion, is how much should an entity have of a rainy day? And but on the flip side, you can say, well, we're saving it up. Say it's Canyon County. Maybe they're looking to rebuild a jail, whatever it may be, or remodeling the courthouse or a new wastewater treatment center. If you're able to tell your story of why you have those funds available, then that makes it easier for the citizens to be part of the process and understand what's taking place. So I think those local taxing ones are a great part as well, and not to be forgotten.
So I only have about a minute left with you. I'm curious to know, is there other information you're hoping to get on the website in the future?
Oh, you know, I think it's The key to me, I think the next step is working more on the local districts, but also on the education side. We're working closely with the Department of Education and the Board of Education. We do have at a higher level the education information there, but I think there's a lot more of what we could provide the citizens and parents, constituents of the school districts and charters to be aware. And obviously, it's going to be a hot topic across the street in the Capitol to know education and where the funding and where it's going, and is it the right type of funding for that situation? So that's kind of one for the future. And another one I would share with you that's not necessarily there, tied there, is called Town Hall Idaho, where all the state agencies, boards, commissions have to post their public meetings. And so that's a great site for people to be able to go and look at. If they have interest, they can even subscribe and receive notifications when a meeting is going to be held.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about this. Really appreciated the conversation.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and we wish you all the best. And thanks for getting the word out on Transparent Idaho.
Well, it's our pleasure. We've been speaking with Brandon Wolfe as Idaho State Controller. We've been talking about the Transparent Idaho website, which has now added Idaho's 198 cities and what they spend their tax dollars on. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.